Nadarim, Perk Test Mission Zion, Ketzat. Omar, Kainim Shen Yunena Lechulchem. Person makes a Kainim that he's not going to have Hana from all of you. Hutter Echen Meim, Hutru Chulon. If they're Matar for one of them, then he's Mutter to have from all of them. This again is Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva's Shita, that Nether Shehukzer Mektsasa, Hutter Kulon. She'eni Nene Lezeh Vilazeh. And the way the Rav explains what he's saying is, he tells one guy, I'm not having Hana from you. And then he says to the second guy, and then you are like the first guy. And then the third guy, he says, you are like the second guy. Hutter harishon, hutru chulon. So if he's matur the first guy that everybody was ultimately compared to, therefore hutru chulon. They're all mutter. Hutter ha'achon, but if he's just matur the last one was compared to the one before him, but if he just matur the last one, ha'achon mutter v'chulon asurin. The ones that were previous, that he asur himself, they're still asur. Hutter ha'imtzoi, if obviously he's matur the middle one, he'menu l'mata mutter, that which is below the middle one, meaning the ones that afterwards were compared to the middle one, heimenu lamata mutter, those are all mutter, heimenu lamala aser, but the ones that were above, that preceded the middle one that he was mutter, those are still aser, obviously. Sheinin nana lezeh karban ulezeh karban, the Mishnah talks about a case where he speaks out that he's not having hana from this one a karban, and he speaks out this one a karban, tzrichin pasach l'chol echad ve'echad. You need to be mater, each one of them individually. Now, really, the Rav brings that this is according to everybody, even Rabbi Shimon, because according to Rabbi Shimon, there's a machloikus by Shvuas Pikadon, that there are five people that are demanding that the item that he's holding is theirs, and he makes a shvua, he denies it, makes a shvua. The shail is he denying all five? Does he have to actually make a shvua to each of those five? So Rabbi Shimon holds he has to make a shvua to each of those five, so too in this Mishnah, it's going a libid Rabbi Shimon, because the Mishnah says, Lezek carbon, lezek carbon. But really, the Rav brings the Chacham hold that you wouldn't even have to say this, because according to the Chacham, you don't have to say a shvu for each of them. You could just say not for you, not for you. So to here, according to the Chacham, he could just say lo lezek v'lo lezek. You don't have to use the word carbon. And in that case, you would still need a Pesach for each and every one. You have to be mater each nether separately with a Pesach.